Our Conversation from BAE Systems.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Our Conversation. This is the radio show made especially for the community of colleagues across the world. I'm Tim Smith, and on this month's programme, we look at cobotics, we have your questions, and we'll be announcing the winners of last month's competition. As always, joining me, of course, in the studio is BAE Systems CEO Ian King. Ian, hello, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you, Tim. How are you?
I'm very well also. I know you're just back from holiday, and I know also you've been playing some golf.
Yeah, I played a little golf in Scotland, which is a bit early in the season, but the weather was very kind, and thoroughly enjoyed it. A lot of fresh air, walking and playing a bit of golf. I won't tell you how good the golf was, because I think you probably know by the fact I'm not telling you how good it
was.
Come on.
What was your best score?
Score?
Yes, what was your best score?
Per hole or per round?
Per round.
I played close to my handicap on one round.
Oh, well, you can't ask for more than that.
No,
that's great.
No, I couldn't ask for more than that. You're quite right.
We've also, of course, been eagerly following the nuptials of Pete Lynas, Group Finance Director. You attended the wedding recently. How was it? Did you need a handkerchief? Were you in tears? Was it emotional?
I mean, was it emotional? It was emotional for Peter and his bride, of course.
Yeah.
But for those of us who attended from the company, we managed to keep our emotions in check. But yes, it went very well, and they were extremely blessed by the sun and the weather as well.
Well, I'm sure all of our listeners will join the Our Conversation team in congratulating Pete and his bride on their recent marriage. And hopefully Pete Lynas will be a guest on this programme again in the very near future. Right, let's get down to business then, Ian. You've been running your quarterly chief executive's business reviews, amongst many other things. How have they been going?
Very well. I mean, the first quarter is confirmation, really, and making sure that the objectives have flown down and we have no change in plans, and they've gone well prepared, well presented, and no reason to believe that we're not on in shape for achieving what we said we would achieve in 2017.
And are these sessions being run with Charles Woodburn, as part of your handover?
Yeah, no, Charles attends them, as well as the finance team. So, yeah, what we've been doing for the last year, Charles has been at all of the meetings.
Of course, the handover is an ongoing process, but generally, for colleagues everywhere, it's going okay.
Absolutely. It's all going extremely well.
Ian, for the moment, thank you very much. Coming up next, we're looking at cobotics.
Our Conversation.
You're listening to Our Conversation with me, Tim Smith, and Ian King. As promised then, we're going to talk cobotics. Perhaps you ought to start, Ian, by explaining, if you can, just what cobotics are.
It was the dance routine that I had utilised at Peter's wedding.
I thought perhaps it had something to do with that. Did it go down a storm?
Oh, it went down a storm, unreconcilable with anything which was elegant.
But in the real word, cobotics is, I believe, humans and robots working together, yeah? How do BAE Systems utilise that?
Well, we use it a lot in our manufacturing techniques, making sure that we're using this technology and the merging of the technologies to enhance the efficiency of the organisation.
Okay, well, Our Conversation has been out and about investigating cobotics, and our reporter Andrew Fletcher visited BAE Systems in Salisbury to see it in action.
Well, I'm standing in the middle of the Pulse Line in Salisbury. Looks like a giant Meccano set. Every single piece being precision engineered, 275 people working here, many of them working alongside robots. And I'm going to talk to John Evans, who's head of F-35 operations, about that.
You can see around us now we have the moving line or the pulse line. That effectively is a very sophisticated crane system. It's a robotic system that's controlled by a man. What you can see on the left of us as well is a manual handling device that allows one person to pick up a product with a robot as well. So it's almost your cobotics. It allows a man and a machine to work together to move a product. So we're improving the health, safety and well-being of people in the area and reducing cost and making the whole thing safer.
And already on this site, you've got one of those robots involved in countersinking work.
Yeah, we have, and that's one of my supply shops in Carbon. So all our Carbon skins traditionally were countersunk by hand. That's been done now by a robot.
And I'm going to see that countersinking robot in action now in the company of Assembly Systems and Technology lead Austin Cook.
The countersinking process is a very repetitive process that was done manually, and because of its repetitive nature, it was causing repetitive strain injuries to the operators that were doing it. That process has been automated using these robots.
So the operator's just switching the robot on, and it's twisting an enormous frame around very quickly, but this is all very safe.
Yeah, the frame's being moved and manipulated into an ergonomic position within a safe work zone, which is being monitored by a series of sensors. And that safe work zone is where the operator interacts with the robot when he's loading new parts or when he's removing a component.
Robots are clearly going to play an increasingly important role in the manufacturing process. The next generation of BAE Systems engineers are being trained how to use them here at the ASK Academy for Skills and Knowledge. Chris Toolman, you're one of the trainers and assessors. BAE Systems is clearly taking this future world very seriously in terms of the training it's providing.
Yes. It's something that we've got to try and embrace with all the systems as well. So we do pneumatic systems, hydraulics. The robot itself uses some systems like that. So we try and get the learner to come up with an idea that we've always had the same concept for. And they say, well, actually, why don't you do this with that? And it makes us think differently as well.
Andrew Fletcher reporting there for Our Conversation. Interesting stuff, fascinating stuff. So Ian, robots, as we heard on the production line.
Robots operated by people.
By humans, yeah. Yes. It's not just robots.
No, it's not just robots in their own.
They still need the humans.
Absolutely.
That's the good news,
taking
definitely
out the repetitive nature of some of the operations to ensure that, you know, we can drive the efficiencies of the organisation.
And in terms of being across technology and ever-changing technology, that's an important part of BAE Systems.
Absolutely.
Isn't it?
It's part of what makes us, you know, culturally sort of adept for the future. You know, we've got very strong franchises. You can't take any of that for granted. You have to be more efficient. And the more efficient we are, then we can meet the budgets, which means that we've got more work to do on the rest of the programmes.
All right, Ian, thank you very much for that. Coming up next, we have questions for you from your colleagues.
Our Conversation.
Well, as always, on every podcast, of course, you get the chance to get your questions to Ian. Ian, if you're ready, let's go straight to the first one.
Hi, Ian. I'm Ramza Abbas Rizvi. I'm an operational industrial placement student working for Naval Ships in Glasgow. And my question today is, with Theresa May calling a UK general election on the 8th of June, what do you think is at stake for our company?
Well, that's a very good question. I think the important thing to recognise is that defence and security is at the forefront of, you know, the responsibility of a government. That's their primary role, is the defence and security of the nation they lead. What we can gain from this election, I think, is more clarity in terms of their ambitions, because, you know, they have given this commitment of the 2% of GDP, which supports the programmes going forward. So what you lose when an election is called is momentum during the time that they're going through the election, during what they call this purdah period, where they're not meant to be making big programme decisions. But we're sitting at a time when we're not waiting on any new programmes or very few new programmes. This is something which is a great strength of the company and something that we went through with the shareholders, as the sessions that we have, that we're just in this period where we have the programme started, we have the funding that we need on those programmes. And so I think we can manage through this 7 to 8 weeks until we form going forward.
And presumably it's difficult for you to comment further until we know the result of the election.
No, we have, as a company, have been through many hues of government. But, you know, their primary role of any government is defence and security of the nation they govern.
Okay, Ian, thank you for that. Ramza has another question, I believe.
How can we make our company's graduate scheme more attractive to prospective employees and make it stand out from those offered by other organisations?
Well, it's a very good question, because we, you know, at the moment we do attract a high number of graduates and a high number of apprentices, and we make sure that we go out into the schools and project what engineering and what we do as a company. But you can't take anything for granted, because we're a particularly strong part of the economy at this moment in time, but that will change over time, and then we will get more competition for the key skills that we need. So I think this is an opportunity that we have at this moment in time to talk about the nature of what we do and the importance of what we do, given the climate that we operate in, because it is clear that when people do join the company, they are very motivated and very integrated with what we do as a company, you know, the capabilities that we provide to the armed forces and what we do to, you know, protect and help protect the nations that we all live in. So, and I think getting that message out earlier in the cycle of recruitment is something that can differentiate us.
Okay, Ramza, thank you for that question. Ian, thank you for the answer. Here's our final question now.
Hi, my name's Phil Winter from MAI Combat Air Support in Salisbury. The question I had was, which areas of the company do you think has been most of strategic and financial importance over the next 5 years? And also, what do you think has been the most significant growth area over the past 5 years?
The benefit and strength of this company is that we have a very strong portfolio, both geographically and what we do. So if you look at us compared to our peer companies, you know, we are more geographically diverse. We have a good balance between what we do in services, which is about 50% of our business, what we do in systems and what we do in electronics. But at any given time, some of those parts of the portfolio will be growing stronger than others. But the great, you know, strength and resilience of this company is both the geographic distribution of what we do in, you know, in the US, in the UK, in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, in Australia, in India, Sweden, and all the other nations that we have capability in. So the plans are well-founded. We've protected those franchises well through a difficult climate over the last 5 years. I think that's been a great strength of the company, and everybody's hard commitment and effort has ensured that's the case. And I feel good about that platform, if you like, for growth going forward. And that's the messaging that we're giving to people. And we've got some businesses moving into different phases now.
Okay, Ian King, thank you for that answer. Phil Winter, thank you for the question. Indeed, thank you for all of those questions. If you'd like to put a question to Ian or any of BAE Systems' senior leaders, all you have to do is email us. Our address is ourconversation@baesystems.com. That's ourconversation@baesystems.com. Now, Ian, last month we had a competition to win 5 pairs of those excellent Bose earphones. I know that you're a big fan of them. The question we asked was this: which American president was mentioned in last month's podcast? Now, have a listen to this clip from last month's programme when we featured the Chairman's Gold Awards, because the answer is contained here.
Well, after the nerves of presentation day, it was on to the awards night itself, hosted at the prestigious JFK Presidential Library and Museum on a blustery peninsula overlooking Boston Harbour.
And there was the answer. I had the answer all along. It was JFK, John F. Kennedy. And in true BAE Systems style, we're going to have leading edge technology right now that's going to select the winners from our database. And all you have to do, Ian, is press that button there in front of you.
What, this big white button?
That's the one. Press that. Thank
you. I have now pressed that.
And at the press of that button, we have our 5 winners. Congratulations. They are Chris Bonner, who's in Virginia, Richard Ebden in Washington, Alan Foote, who's in Portsmouth. In Barrow, we've got John McDonald, and finally Jim Sweet, who's in Salisbury. Congratulations again, and the team will be in touch about your Bose earphones. So, Ian, busy as always looking ahead then. What's coming up for you in May?
In May, well, it is the annual general meeting. Got a bit of overseas travel where we're going to do some more shareholders. Busy, a lot of travel, but with the AGM as the sort of fulcrum of what we've got to get through over the next 2 weeks.
All right, well, good luck with that little lot. Ian, thank you as always. That's it for this edition of the programme. Next month, as Ian mentions, we will, of course, be reporting on the AGM. Plus, we'll have more of your questions for Ian. But for now, from me, Tim Smith, and from Ian King, and indeed from the rest of the team, it's goodbye.
Our conversation, back next month.